Well, what to the play draft, a best ball show here on Roto Grinders. A fun night in football tonight. We got a week one preseason opening up today. We got a little bit of a shortened bench here today. We got Mike Beers, Beers Water. How's it going, my man? You are a best ball expert currently. I think Josh possibly was going to join us, but I think he has fell out for tonight. So all of our best ball analysis relies on you tonight.
Oh, man, you guys are in trouble then, I guess. No, I'm doing good. You know, these are always a lot of fun. I've already made my first pick here. I took Le'Veon Bell. I'm excited. Preseason games. There's what, you know, seven games going on tonight. This is our time.
Yeah, we'll hit on. I got a list of winners and losers. I know it's like a preseason and super quick analysis, but we get this out to you guys in a podcast, and we'll talk about it a little bit here. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and take David Johnson here. And poor Beer Makers fan, he's got to deal with the Ezekiel Elliott. Is he going to get suspended, and for how long? Question right here.
Well, you know what? In a little five-man action here, I'll roll the dice. I can make up for it elsewhere.
You definitely can. Bobby, welcome to the show, Bobby. You got some baseball sweats brewing, I hear, tonight.
Yeah, I've got a lot of the late games, and I like the way I stacked my early ones. So I'm just waiting on that 10 o'clock Eastern game, I guess.
Yeah, Jacob DeGrom destroyed the Phillies tonight.
Yep, and I think there's a stack to come that nobody has that – hopefully will take it down for me.
Don't give away your secrets yet. People can still late swap to it. So we got Dan, you can see in here too. Dan will be joining us at some point tonight, guys. But while we kind of get going here, Mike, I've been watching some preseason today. So I want to talk about some of the winners and losers here and tell me what you think here. So the first one I want to talk to you about, see if anybody else watched, Sammy Watkins, basically that first drive for the Bills today, Tyrod Taylor. First place, Sammy Watkins. Second place, Sammy Watkins. Third place, Sammy Watkins. Fourth place, Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins looks pretty healthy. They peppered him. I think he's in store for a pretty big season. And we also have, since we did this last week, the addition of Anquan Boldin. So what do you think that's doing for that Bills passing game?
Well, so it's no surprise for me on Sammy. I mean, the story with the Bills receiving core has been – you know, it's Sammy and nobody else. So, right. So you got the starters in there and Tyrod locks on his one guy. So, you know, it was good confirmation of that tonight. I've liked Sammy. I mean, the whole question with him is just health and he's healthy right now, it looks like. So that's a great sign. You know, I've been happy to take him in the, third round, early third round, mm-hmm. In these drafts, you know, the 12 team leagues. And then, but the Boldin signing, I think, is a pretty big deal for them. I mean, he's, Sammy is not, you know, that old of a guy at all. And he hasn't been on the field a whole lot. They really needed like a veteran, I think. And Boldin, you know, has been around the block and he's still playing great. He's going to be a really reliable target for Tyrod. I think, you know, he's going to play out of the slot. He's going to be a good red zone threat for them. I think it's going to elevate the whole team. So I think that was a big plus for Tyrod, for the team as a whole, and a good spot for Boldin in terms of his value. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to slide into, I think, the number two wide receiver in terms of targets there.
I want to welcome to the show. The boss finally showed up. DB, what's going on, my man?
You know, I was embarrassed that I would not be on time for this, but I didn't think dinner would take 2 hours at a restaurant today. But then I noticed that Big T flaked out, so I don't feel that bad that I was late. So at least I made it here at the end.
Big T's doing big. There's Big T things going on for Big T right now.
Gotcha.
I don't know what that means, but whatever. That's what's going on here. So yeah, apparently you didn't catch any preseason yet today, Dan, did you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm only sporting the Jaguars shirt here.
You saw them Fournette colors. Just march down the field the first drive, and then they give it to TJ Yeldon and the drive stalls.
Well, you know, it's all right. all I know is that the Jags look pretty good in this opening series or two. So, you know what? I'm an optimistic fan. Can I say,
Mike? I want to say your team. I mean, Le'Veon Bell. We're doing a six-man or a five-man here. So Le'Veon Bell, AJ Green, Mike Evans. Not a horrible start for you there.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I was thinking I'd go running back.
I didn't want to give you Freeman. I thought Freeman was kind of like when you get to Ajayi Murray Howard. I thought Freeman was the clear like next tier. And I don't know. I think I could have picked up some receivers. receivers here. So that was my kind of thinking there to kind of snipe you on Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, I would have taken him had you let him fall. But yeah, I mean, but then the tier break after AJ Green and Jordy.
I agree.
And it was really Jordy was the one guy left after who was really, you know, sort of on another level.
All right. So I want to talk about, we talked a little bit about DV. I'll get you into the loop here. So we're talking about winners and losers a little bit from tonight. So I've been busy watching preseason. We talked about Sammy Watkins. The next guy up, Dalvin Cook. Anybody have any thoughts on this? So there was no McKinnon. Latavius Murray was still out. And Dalvin Cook basically operated as a three-down back while he was in there. Looked pretty good when he was doing it. Mike, what's your thoughts on Dalvin Cook after this performance? I think his ADP is going to kind of jump up half a round pretty easily here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I think it should. I mean, it's again, you know, it's some nice confirmation that it's hard just, especially you've never seen him play, you know, professional football, mm-hmm. right? And he went out there and he sort of did his thing. And it's preseason, you know, grain of salt, whatever. But, you know, he was heavily involved. And he did what he was supposed to do. You couldn't really ask more out of him. So I think it's definitely a positive. I think a lot of people were kind of worried about it. You know, his conditioning or not his conditioning, but whatever his measurables of the combine and everything. And he came out and he just did what he does. And I think that's a very good sign for him. And it is going to bump his price up a little bit.
I'm literally in no man's land here on this draft because, like, DeMarco Murray, I mean, I literally don't want any of these guys. I don't want any of these receivers up towards the top right now. Someone took Gronkowski. I'm not going to take Aaron Rodgers this early. Oh, my goodness. This
I would yell at you if you did.
This is kind of a
– Take the girly man.
I don't know. I don't have a single girly man.
Beer loves the girly man.
Absolutely.
Look at that. Howard and DeMarco just went 4-2 and 4-3. I almost took them at my second and third round picks.
Yeah. Like, this is
that value.
T.Y. So, like, just to get everyone, T.Y. Hilton, you got Andrew Luck issues. Amari Cooper, I'm not sold on him. Dez Bryant, I don't know. He's got that tough cornerback schedule. Doug Baldwin got hurt in practice today. I mean, it's just
did he? What happened to him?
Yeah, He left. He left practice earlier today. They said it doesn't appear to be serious, but I mean, that's a little scary to you when you're on the clock to take some guy like that.
Well, we were just talking about Sammy. He's right there. He's staring at you.
I do like Sammy Watkins. That I don't know. You know, I wasn't even thinking of that, but that's honestly. You know what? You probably shouldn't do that, but I'm going to go ahead and do that. I've been drafting Sammy. I've been beating the drum for him just about every show we've done. I absolutely love Sammy Watkins this year. So.
Now I just didn't want you to take a running back. That's all. So.
Yeah. I'm not going to take any of those guys.
That was well played.
Mike did really well. Sammy Watkins looks really good as I sit here waiting for a running back.
No, I didn't. I have no girly shares at all this year. I'm pretty happy with that. So,
Pierre, why do you like girly?
I just think he bounces back. You know, the talent is there. He'll be more involved in the passing game. They made some improvements on the offensive line. The coaching, it can't be any worse than it was. And the load will be there. He'll get 250 carries. So the guy's too good to be as bad as he was last season. And he was still serviceable. Was he great? No. But I think he bounces back big time with all them factors.
I got one question for Bobby here. Now, you're the LA guy. So are you Rams? Are you Chargers? Are you Raiders? Where do the allegiances lie?
They turned into the Rams. I decided the first team that came back to LA because I grew up that we'd lost a team right after. And I was a UCLA fan. So I ended up a Cowboy fan because I was a Troy Aikman fan. And then I hated being a Cowboy fan. So I was waiting for the first team to come back and it was the Rams. So now I'm a Rams fan.
Here we go. Team Rams.
I'm stuck in no man's land up here.
Yeah, this is a dead zone right here. Look
at this. Lamar Miller, Marshawn Lynch, Crowell. I don't know.
I think the answer's easy, but I hope he's available when I'm selecting. So
I'd take Aaron Rodgers.
You want Ty Montgomery, who fumbled tonight.
Yeah, he fumbled tonight.
No. I'm not looking there.
Robinson. Is that the jersey you got on?
It's not a jersey. It's just a nice, you know, dad polo.
What happened? You were trying to buy kids' clothing. They had the wrong number on it.
Yeah, I was going to buy my kid. We lost his Allen Robinson jersey last year, and he wants another one. So he went to Target, and sure enough, there's an 81 Robinson, and I got to give Beer's Water some props here because he nailed it, except it was Laurent Robinson, who has not played for Jacksonville for, like, what, 4 years, it seems. And
yeah, something like that.
And I think it was the new logo and everything. So I don't know what happened there. It was horrible.
Was it NFL merchandise or was it like off brand?
It was NFL. I don't know. I was just tilted. All right. Brandon Cooks. Why do we not like Brandon Cooks?
I like Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't have got past me, but I'm still like six picks away.
So let's hit on a couple other guys. We had a couple interesting preseason notes here for the people that are watching and get it on podcast. Duke Johnson. So there were all these rumblings, guys. He was going to play out of the slot. And dude's been in the slot, basically on the field, just about every play with Isaiah Crowell. Imagine if he's going to be the slot receiver plus backup running back. How high do you think Duke Johnson? I think Crowell's probably a little too high now. But Duke Johnson should be rocketing up draft boards after this first preseason game.
I mean, he's a guy I've been drafting a lot of. You know, if they're going to give him carries, if they're going to give him carries plus a lot of receptions out of the backfield, if they use him properly, which, you know, coach speak, we can't always believe, but I think he has upside. It's just, can that offense support him? You know, he'll have enough receptions playing from behind. Will he get enough carries? They want to pound the ball with Crowell. So only worry there, but I do think it right now, he's a steal where he's being drafted.
You got Osweiler looked absolutely horrible, by the way, as a quarterback. No surprise on that. But Mike, what's your take on that situation?
I like him in terms of his value. You know, where we can get him now, but I don't think this really changes anything for him because I think it's kind of what I expected to happen. And I mean, the point you just made about Osweiler looking awful. I mean, being a receiver instead of a running back for the Browns is not necessarily a good thing. But he's going to be on the field a lot. I mean, he's going to be on the air for passing plays. He will get, you know, I don't know how many, but a lot of carries out of the backfield. And you know, monstrous upside if something did happen to Crowell. On the flip side, I don't think this, you know, even if you call it a bump for Duke, I don't think it hurts Crowell at all. I mean, you know, he's pretty expensive, kind of priced toward his ceiling already. But, you know, I don't see it as a reason to bump him back just because Duke Johnson looked good. They're kind of – they're just different players, different roles on that team.
Big T had to miss it. It's Big T's boy, the Duke Johnson, and Big T's not even here to talk him up today. What a bummer that is for Big T. So, Mike, what do you got here with your team? You know, it's looking pretty good. You took Gurley – what are you thinking here on the turn here? What are you going to snipe from me?
Yeah, well, I'm so snipe from you. I'm taking Ty Montgomery. I know you probably want him.
He fumbled today. I mean, he did fumble.
He did fumble. Yeah. All right.
Oh no. He fumbled in a preseason game. Stop the presses, boys and girls. Forget about all the good stuff he did last year. Let's bench him for life because he fumbled during a preseason game.
He didn't have Jamal Williams behind him last year. That's what we're saying.
Now I feel like I needed a running back here, after skipping him a few times, and then I'm gonna take this guy who's just gonna get a ton of targets.
Oh, Keenan. That's the guy I wanted for sure. I was hoping to get Keenan Allen there for sure. Oh man, let's see here. I wasn't really too excited to take anybody here. You know, Mixon, there's all this. He's the third string running back right now. I don't know. Christian McCaffrey, sure, but I think we think Jonathan Stewart's going to get some carries. Mike Gillisley hasn't practiced, third on the depth chart. I mean, it just – running back,
how's
it's
that
pretty –
how's that making you feel, Beard?
I feel fine. I'm still
feel fine?
So you just said, well, it's first week of preseason, and now you're going to bust my chops.
He's not even practicing with the ones, though.
He don't need to practice. He's fine.
Okay.
Running back is getting pretty – it's getting, you know, a week or two ago – it was looking pretty good in this mid-tier here. And now it's getting a little fishy. So I think I'm going to avoid it, see if I can wait a little bit here. And I'll take – can't hurt to have both of Aaron Rodgers' touchdown catchers.
Are you guys buying that Jeremy Hill is the starter for Cincinnati?
I think week one, he'll be on the field for the first snap.
Yeah, okay.
I think he'll start, but I don't think that means much today. It's, you know, everything's running back by committee anyway. If somebody gets a hot hand, they're going to give them the football, I think. So
it's not just Hill. There's Bernard, and Hill's so good around the goal. Like, he's horrible trying between the 20s, but he's really good on the goal line too. I don't know. I'm seeing some red flags. I'd rather take a shot on Hill or Bernard way later in a regular draft than drafting.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mr. Sideways Hat Bobby, what do you got
sideways,
going on?
Sideways, that's just flat brimmed. What are you?
Oh no,
about?
No, I'm in a sideways avatar, Bobby. What do you got going on with your team here, Bobby?
I'm struggling here to make a decision. I don't really want to do what I'm about to do, but I'm going to do it. I don't know. I got distracted by baseball a little bit while we were on. Sort of taking up my attention.
Gillislee, they had to be Beer Makers fan, of course with Mike Gillislee.
I got, I think, 100% in every draft I've done. I got Gillislee.
I have a ton from the earlier drafts, and I'm just laying off a little bit right now.
I'll buy your shares.
But it is New England beer, so like, let's not act like it's a lock that, you know, it's going to go like everybody figures it's going to go.
Who's everybody? I'm the only guy that thinks it's going to go that way.
Oh, whatever happened to that week after he scored a red zone touchdown in practice and the world was like, Mike Gillislee's the next LeGarrette Blount. You know, don't miss him in your drafts.
And
there
the
was
whole
a whole
world
week of that.
Jumped off the ship. I'm on a one-man ship right now, just driving through the fog. Everybody already bailed on me.
I'm beer bucks strong. Coming my way, so I feel good.
Mike, you going to scold me for Aaron Rodgers' pick? I felt like it was
I was actually going to take him if you didn't. So.
I felt like it was about time.
And it would have been so much fun to be the first one to take a quarterback. But
So now you've got Rodgers, Adams, and Jordy Beer or Brits.
Yeah,
so
you know I like to stack. You know, I did the Lions stack a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I missed out.
Improved from Detroit to Green Bay.
I missed out on Ty Montgomery, but we'll see what I can. Jeff Janis caught a touchdown today. I'll see if I can get him on my team.
Oh, he was prominently featured on the XM show today, Beer.
Yes, sir.
And you gotta have some pretty good teams going today.
You guys had Broncos D too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Broncos D.
My preseason right now is going down in flames, I believe. So
I don't know about how's there your running back? That's the one guy I need to do something.
Oh, I had P. Ryan, so and he fumbled.
Henderson.
P. Yes. Ryan fumbled and dropped a pass, and that's not looking good for him.
I'm still catching up, Dan, so I don't know.
Okay, hopefully Henderson can get on the field. That's all I'm hoping for.
He'll be fine.
Okay.
He'll be all right.
Oh, boy, this is getting
– these are five-person drafts, Beer. Everybody's team's going to look pretty good here. So.
Yeah, but do you really want Isaiah Crowell on your five-person team? I guess so. I guess it's about the point.
You gotta take somebody. Like,
yeah. Well, I just took Ware ahead of him, who's a couple rounds later in ADP. I was really happy about the reports the other day that Hunt is probably not going to be a big contributor the first half of the season. Or one of the beat writers said that. Because I've been drafting Ware all off season. The incumbent guy with the starting job and, some of his competition left town already with Jamaal Charles. I think he's going to get a lot of touches. He's a good receiver. So I liked his upside more than Crow there. And
there's
and
a lot coming out of Chiefs camp. I've seen two. Alex Smith is supposedly throwing the ball downfield. Now, I don't know if I believe this. Until I see video evidence of that, I don't believe it. But apparently, he's bombing it to Tyreek Hill. He's got some motivation with a rookie behind him there. Are you buying into any of that? Tyreek Hill's still on the board here. He looks like an interesting target. What's your take on him through all the preseason stuff, Mike?
I like Tyreek. I've liked him ever since Macklin left. I've liked Tyreek a lot. I was avoiding him, very early on while Macklin hadn't, officially left the team. Then he got more expensive, but the increased volume makes him a pretty attractive play. I mean, if they're going to have big plays, they're going to come from Tyreek. He's a really good best ball target. And, the Alex Smith deep balls, though, I'll believe it when I see it in a real game. I mean, how many years has he been doing this? He's not suddenly going to start throwing bombs. It wasn't like he wasn't doing it because he doesn't want to. Right. He's doing it. He wasn't doing it because he can't. So
Corey Grant, 79 yards, Beer. Oh, man, I took him out of my lineup.
Oh, I'm tilting even more the Patriots running back. Foster just fumbled too. So like I might have the low ball nut low for DFS preseason.
Wait, who just Corey Grant?
Jacksonville running back.
If you did Jacksonville stack today, I didn't have him.
He should be. He is better than TJ Yeldon. Like, yeah. They should just cut Yeldon. Just cut him already. He's terrible.
The Jacksonville stack, the one time all season long it will work, is week one of preseason. Now, let's see. Where am I at here?
Oh, did somebody take Reed?
Yeah, Reed's gone.
I was waiting for him.
Let's see here. I guess I'm going to have to go wide receivers. I'm not in love with any of these running backs here. Let's talk about – I mean, do I want the Oakland receiver stack as well? I don't know if I want to double or triple up on that one. I'll take Golden Tate. Pretty high floor, a little bit of ceiling there.
All right.
If you want to feel good about yourself, do one of these five-man drafts because you'll like your team when it's all said and done. If you want to hate yourself, then do the 12-man because then, you know.
The 12-teamers are getting a little – they were really easy for a while, but they're
getting tougher.
It's definitely getting tougher as the season draws.
Yeah, do a three-man. You'll feel like the GM of the year.
I will say I actually got in. If you look at – I'll go to the lobby here quickly. These – even some of the fast drafts –
oh, yeah.
Like today, I got in a $25 fast draft. Like, these things fill up very quick now. If you sit around for an hour, like, even the fast drafts fill now.
Well, boys and girls, that's what happens when you are prepared to lose millions of dollars in advertising this season. So get ready for it. And by the way,
they got week one up already.
They did. They do have week one. I say after we do this, we do a week one. We do a week one draft. Come on, Britt.
I'm in for that. I kind of know what's up already.
Yeah, I kind of know.
No, you know what's up, huh?
Let's see here. And you know,
got a quarterback. I'm excited.
Jimmy Graham. He lost 20 pounds. He's doing the anti Eddie Lacy. That has to be good in Seattle. So I'll take some Jimmy Graham.
Eddie's eating off his plate. The guy can't get any food.
Man, I don't want to take Michael Crabtree. Oh, no, that's right. I'm not on the term here. Someone will take Michael Crabtree before he gets back to me.
All right. I'm going to end the slide.
Who's going to take Mixon?
I'm going to end the slide.
Finally take him. Oh.
I was going to go.
So, Mike, let me ask you your question in this one. So let's say some of the guys out at home, they're playing these, you know, they have the 12-mans in the lobby. But say some of them are doing it with their friends, and they play a little 5-man or 6-man. When you play the 12-mans, it seems like you always make the five running backs. Is that different as you shorten the roster? Is it six running backs? Is it probably not seven, but would you add another one in there?
I'd actually am more inclined to go with fewer running backs because my running backs are going to be better, but most likely. So you can get like three like uber elite guys with your first few picks. I might stop at four, the more typical five that I've been doing, but, I think I just want to add more receivers. Receivers already deep. You can wait a little bit longer. But it's only, a couple handfuls of picks with only, four or five people drafting with you. And still have a really great receiver core if you start with running back early. So, I don't think you need more depth there. You can certainly get it. You could have six or seven very good running backs, but with only two starting positions, it's not really worthwhile.
Yeah, I was hoping I was going to try to target Mark Ingram, but it looks like Bobby sniped my Mark Ingram play. So it's back to wide receivers for me. I'll take Diggs, number one receiver. That should be pretty good.
All right. Oh, I got my two favorite wide receiver values right at the top of my list.
Sanders, probably. I know you like Emmanuel Sanders.
Sanders. Just take him.
I get him every time. This other guy, he like Watkins, he scored a touchdown in his first preseason
game.
Oh,
Fat Kelvin.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got to play. He's got to play a big, like big fat Kelvin, and if he plays like that, he'll rack up the touchdowns for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's the number one receiver by a mile on that team. If you don't count Olsen, right? I mean, he has to get enough opportunities. He just has to not screw it up.
What's your take? I want to talk on, we'll talk Tevin Coleman here because he's kind of always a hot one. We hit on him a little bit. The new contract Devontae Freeman just got. What does that do to Mr. Tevin Coleman? Anybody?
It doesn't do anything. I mean, it's going to be the same thing we saw last year. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't mean absolutely nothing, Britt. Nothing.
What are the terms of the contract? I haven't seen it, actually.
We got like,
it's a five-year.
It's like 20 mil guaranteed, yeah, or something like over total. Three, the first 3 years or something. Yeah,
20-something guaranteed. But it's just like, they're just going to, I mean, Freeman's their guy. He was their guy last year. But there's going to be times where, you know, there's going to be series where he takes off. And that's when Coleman's going to come in and probably do well. But I don't think it really changes anything in my eyes.
Yeah, I feel the same. I mean, it's the whole way I've figured it as Coleman's the two, you know, yeah. Devonta's the one, Coleman's the two. And if Devonta goes down, that's huge upside for Coleman. But, you know, without that, he's just going to have that sort of situational spelling Devonta kind of role. You know, he has the potential to break some long touchdowns. I mean, he did that a few times last year, I think. But it doesn't really change much.
Of course, you got Leonard Fournette on Dan's team. Dan would not do one of these without
and
Leonard.
And Allen Robinson.
Come on, kidding me?
Shocker.
Move up Blake Bortles.
Yeah, Bortles.
All right, this is way too early to take this guy, but you know, I've got four running backs already. But I'm going to play the Derrick Henry card here because if I'm of the belief that if DeMarco Murray goes down, he is just going to be a monster. And I feel like in this format, you know, you can take more risks. Am I wrong with that?
Look at all these, like, look at all these guys. There, the every other guy here is just a what if, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, I like Henry as a pick there with because you don't have DeMarco, so you're adding a lot of upside to your team. And he might end up not helping you at all, but you know, if he is useful, I mean, you've got the four guys ahead of him who are going to produce whether he gets his big break or not. So, you know, I don't think that's a bad pick there at all.
A five-man league, I mean, your first four running backs are all going to be pretty solid. That seems fun. That seems like a fine strategy in a smaller league.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean,
what? You're just gonna poo-poo my pick, beer?
I just said that's pretty aggressive for Eric Ebron. That's all. So I just like Ebron. To hear. I like him too, but I don't like him more than some of the names that are available at the position. So I'm just trying to give you the floor, sir. Let us know your thoughts on Eric Ebron.
Yeah, I mean, I think the red zone targets are going to be there for him this year. Where else are they going to go? I mean, no Anquan Boldin. Marvin Jones is terrible. Kenny Galladay's young. I like him, but you know what? This is the year for Ebron. So, I mean, at this stage, I already have my number one, but I'll take another.
According to the preseason, Galladay's like 7'4", like 400 pounds, a red zone monster, I've heard. I've seen that on Twitter.
I like him.
He's Calvin Johnson already. Believe me, it's all I hear here living in the area. So next Calvin Johnson.
So I'm glad you took Eifert beer because I was debating – I already have a six bye week for him, and I was debating just kind of doubling up and trying to take another guy later because I do like Eifert a little bit. But that made it easy.
I love him in this format because you get them 2-3 touchdown games that he gives you. You know, I need a couple of those and good to go.
That made it easy for me to take Kyle Rudolph, though, instead.
I kind of wanted Rudolph. All right. Let's see here.
Yeah, I think there's a definite drop-off after Eifert, Rudolph. I think there's a gap to this next group, personally. Like, Delanie Walker scares the –
I don't have a single.
I have none.
I've done, I don't even know, 100 of these, and I don't have a single Delanie Walker share. I don't think I have Martellus Bennett once either. Does anyone like Martellus Bennett?
Yeah, I like Bennett.
Of course you do, beer. Of course you do.
Just because he's in Green Bay. I think best ball, he's going to be another guy. I'll give you those 2-3 touchdown games here and there. In season long or daily, you're going to have to try to guess, is this a week where he's going to produce? Is it Randall Cobb this week? Best ball. I don't have to worry about that.
How's baseball going for you, Bobby?
Still no. Now I'm back on this. I'll break until the late game.
You just got to wait. Oh, somehow I'm on airplane mode, but I'm plugged into the internet, so it doesn't matter. Thank goodness.
Mike, I saw you take CJ Anderson there. What do you think? I'm really high on him this year, so I love the value there. What do you think on him this year?
Yeah, I mean, I like him too. He was a, you know, I've been doing these weekly like value articles. He's one of the first guys I wrote up. I mean, he's the starter in a on an offense that's going to run the ball. You know, they have to kind of hide their quarterback deficiencies, and you know, Jamaal Charles. I love Jamaal Charles, but he's not going to take the job from CJ Anderson without an injury. I mean, I think the touches are there, and you know, you get him sixth, seventh round still in the bigger leagues, and that I'm just chasing touches. You know, guys are going to get a lot of carries. He's a great value in that spot. He had a bunch of carries tonight too, I think, to start off the game. They were using him, and he didn't die.
Yeah, killing my D'Angelo Henderson shares.
I know. Me too. I'm on D'Angelo.
You guys weren't on Ward?
He was on my list. Man, I was just – he was on my list. Grant was on my list. Cook was on my list today. Pumphrey was on my list. I don't think he's done anything, has he?
Oh, nice. Austin Carr had a nice game. He ended up doing pretty good.
Carr, yeah. He got one from Jimmy.
He had Carr and Carew on a tournament team I got here. They looked all right. Sankey got injured. That was no good.
Yeah, he managed to get almost 7 points on DraftKings before he went down. But.
Preseason DFS. This is what it's come to without college football, right, Dan?
Pretty much. Pretty much. You're not joking.
Blake Bortles looks like a pretty good pick for you here, Dan.
Yeah, do it.
I'll just take Jameis Winston instead. He's a little bit better. So what's our take on the Rawls news? Looking like he's getting run with the ones.
I will say I've been grabbing a ton of him. Just in these basketball drafts, you can get him in, say, a 12-man still in the 12th, 13th round in a lot of them. So, you know, while their ADP charts
later than that.
And later. But I've been grabbing him there and a ton of shares there. Eddie Lacy can't stay healthy. So he's instantly a starter that you're getting in the 12th, 13th round if Lacy doesn't pan out.
We hit on this last week, too, where he, you know, the first two weigh-ins Lacy had, they announced, hey, he passed his weigh-in. But then the third one, there was no word on it. So it's pretty easy to tell, at least in my opinion, he didn't make it. And they're letting Rawls run with the ones kind of as like a punishment.
How is he gaining weight during training camp?
He's Eddie Lacy.
Go to his Twitter feed.
All you do is run around and burn calories. Like, do you literally go to the buffet every day after practice or something?
Fried shrimp, fried fish. Man. There's a lot of seafood up there.
Crazy.
You know, I like my team here, so I'm going to probably do something Mike's not going to enjoy. So let me kind of explain. No, I'm just going to go running back from here on out here because I'm like good everywhere else. And I just feel like running back, David Johnson's going to score for me every week, and so are these guys. But I don't know, like on their bye weeks, the other things. So I'm just going to kind of hit or miss on some running backs here.
We're still not taking Tevin, though.
No, I don't want Tevin. I do have Devontae Freeman. I don't know. I don't hate that strategy this late in the draft here to kind of – make sure you know what you talked me into it. You go to me into it.
It's the second time in this draft. All right, what do I need to do though? I need a. Are we through the gulf in the tight ends? Say, or I'll take Martellus. I like him. He's actually a capable receiver in that offense, at Green Bay offense, and he's not very expensive. In any of these drafts. What else?
Especially in this one.
Not going to lie, watching some of this football is just getting me so ready for like week one.
Oh my God, it's so bad. Is there a sport, like if you go to I have AAA of the Washington Nationals right here in town. Like it's 5 minutes from the house. And I go to that, and it's a respectable baseball game. And it's just horrific how bad preseason football can be for professional football.
I mean, it's
you go to a triple A, you go to a hockey game. No, minor league
remember like
game,
when XFL
good.
Was out there? Remember that? I mean, that was garbage football too. You know, it's like for whatever reason, college gets us, you know, it doesn't feel like bad football, maybe because everybody's bad or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about college football that we can watch and be like, this isn't bad. But any other level that's not NFL is like god awful to, you know, watch. So I don't know.
Like, how can college football be exciting?
But it is.
And then the backups of the best professional players are just horrific.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really get it, to be honest with you.
Right. What do you got? You got your final two picks here, Dan. Explain.
Yeah, I know. It's what interesting
are you,
here.
What are we doing here? You definitely Bortles and Allen Hurns.
Allen Hurns.
No, take your boy Grant.
Yeah, Corey.
No, not Hurns. Lee. Lee's the guy.
Yeah, Lee is the guy, by the way. I'll take Moncrief. I think he's too, you know, still hanging around. And man. So many running. Man. I guess Paul Perkins, I guess.
I think you needed another receiver there. I would have gone another receiver.
That's seven of them. Jeez.
Julio, yeah, well, that's the thing. He, like, he didn't need another receiver because it's a five-man draft and the team's stacked with seven pretty good receivers. But I probably would have gone receiver too, just because you're also stacked at running back, right? And
well, not as much though, because I got McCaffrey, Cook, Henry, Peterson.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like those guys are like not locks by any stretch. Like I think Jones, Thomas, Cooks, and A-Rob, and even Larry Fitz are much more sure things.
So I'm going to take one more running back. So I have a fish. So I've locked up the Green Bay passing game with Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Jordy Nelson. I've locked up the Atlanta running game with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. And now I'm going to I locked up Minnesota passing with Diggs and Rudolph. And now I'm going to take the Baltimore running game with Terrence West and Danny Woodhead.
Oh, geez, Britt. I love how you have these themed lineups every week.
Terrence West scored a touchdown today.
All right, last pick of the night. I need a wide receiver. Following the same logic just used for Dan.
There's a couple where you can just get like, hey, if he scores a touchdown, it's going to be probably a big game.
John Brown.
Yeah, that's where I would go right now.
Actually, well, no, I like Meredith.
I would take Brown, Meredith, or I don't Kenny Britt. I like, but I don't know. Osweiler is just so bad.
Yeah, I mean, in a normal, there, like in a bigger league, I'm taking Garcon before Meredith, but it's usually as like my fourth wide receiver or you know fifth as opposed to last. You know, I think you'll get more big games out of Meredith.
Let's have a little fun here, Mike. Real quick, kind of go over. You know, you want to. And that gives some analysis on everyone's team, or do what do you think? We jump into a week one NFL draft.
Let's do a week one. That sounds more fun, right? Yeah, I'll do a week one, then we'll get out of here.
All right. Let's do NFL standard.
I need another beer then for doing a week one.
This is going to be quick. It's only going to be. Let's see. This is probably the first week one draft that they're probably just waiting at the office for somebody to do one of these.
No way, we're the first.
We got five of us. We'll do $10. Beer, Bobby, and Dan. I wasn't even following you, Dan, until right before the show. Can you believe that?
Well, geez.
Look at that. So
thought we were pals.
30 seconds. Let's create this. Hopefully they have late swaps so we can handle all the injuries.
All right.
All right.
This is my first cash money game for NFL this season, regular season.
Same. Exciting.
I haven't actually made any. You know me, Dan. I'm like the first one making NFL week one lineups. I'm slacking. I haven't even done that yet this year.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Like, typically in our Slack chat or our Skype chat, Britt will put a lineup out literally 30 seconds after the salary.
Third pick again.
Look at the first pick. All right,
what
do we got?
Third pick's been all year.
This is
tough. Le'Veon Bell. But it's going to be Le'Veon Bell is going to be off the board number one. It's
cool. Well, David Johnson will be off the board number two. So there you have it.
Did they switched it up this year? It's wasn't there a tight end last year? Or no, was it?
I think there was a tight end last year.
Now you can take wide receiver or tight end.
I think. Maybe not.
I like that change if that's new. Because who really wants to roster a tight end?
It's crazy how much you forget over, you know.
I've never done one of these on draft.
Yeah, it's live. Week one. Hopefully you've looked at who's playing who.
Well, at least we have that on the screen.
Yeah, it tells me. Yeah, that helps.
I'm interested.
Who's going to have the balls to take Ezekiel Elliott? There's your question of the night.
As the last, I mean, tomorrow we'll know, but.
I mean, at least you've got swap, so yeah. It's not the worst thing to do.
For the last pick, you could do it, but yes. He's probably going to get suspended for at least a game.
I think he's going to be gone for two.
Like, at least maybe. Two, I think. If they give him four, it'll get reduced to three. If they give him two, it'll stay at two, I think.
All right.
You haven't talked about this on XM yet, have you, Beer?
We got a clock on this one, Beer. You're about to time out, buddy.
Oh, it's 30 seconds.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, got Antonio Brown. Woe is you. Woe is you.
Hey, I had to make a quick decision. I didn't know it was 30 seconds here, so I'm on.
Yeah, I think LeSean McCoy would have been the clear number three pick for sure against the Jets. Just take McCoy, take Watkins, take Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, anyone against the Jets.
How many rounds are these drafts in?
We just got five.
Okay.
So these are fun. This is what they started with this last year.
They did not like their projections on Melvin Gordon this week. They've got him below Jonathan Stewart.
Oh, it's a Denver.
Yeah. Denver, yeah.
Oh, Bobby, you're about to time out.
Ah.
I mean, you got Aaron Rodgers. That's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
I forgot about the time limit after last time. The last game.
It is against Seattle.
Yeah, not exactly the best game.
Give me some Tom Brady on opening day.
All right.
This is interesting because you can only get two running backs, and then you need two receivers.
Take
too.
Some Odell Beckham. He's fine.
All right, here. I'll take I think this game could be pretty close. Miami at home against Winston and his turnovers. How does James White have a 12.8 projection? That's a little crazy. I'm going to have to make a quick pick here. So I'm going to take Ajayi. And then we'll go to...
But they're not playing Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, that is. There's two huge games were against them, that's for sure. Man, I would take Doug Baldwin, but I think he's going to be fine. Yep. Everybody else is horrific matchups. I'll take Mike Evans.
Dang you. That's where I wanted to go.
Everyone else at the top has some pretty tough matchups.
Yeah. Sammy Watkins versus the Jets.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there. I see a couple good ones.
Brady Gronk stack in week one.
Oh, that always works out pretty well if I remember.
Yeah, while he's healthy, might as well get him in there.
Yeah. I like that one.
What do we do here?
These are going to be fun. There's going to be so many people from, I mean, already the best balls go off the board so quick. And then when this stuff comes on, these are going to fly.
Fly off once they get those ad dollars out there, and you're going to hear them everywhere. It's going to be good stuff. Leonard Fournette against Houston. Tough matchup there.
Eesh.
He's got a
brutal schedule to start the year.
I know where I'm going on my next pick. I don't know if it'll be there when it comes back to me.
Let's see. What's Britt? What does he need? Oh, wide receiver and a QB.
I mean, Tyrod Taylor over everybody.
I thought I didn't understand what was going on. I thought I could take two receivers and a flex, but no.
No, it's no. two. It's yeah. one QB.
Five
two.
Spots.
Yeah,
I wanted Baldwin on the way back, but all right, let's see. What are we doing here?
You got to read the rules, Mike. Read the rules.
Yeah.
Hey, this is his first go at it. He's never done this before, so.
I'm sure he'll win.
That's, that's probably right.
He's better than all of us.
Time out, though. All right, what?
Oh, Russell Wilson against the Packers. That's pretty much the lock.
No, that's the one I wanted. I just couldn't get there fast enough.
I was going to take that for sure.
I wouldn't have minded the Matt Ryan stack, though. And Chicago's awful.
Yeah, I'm gonna
all right. The projections.
Look, way
I'm
off.
Look, I'm scroll. AJ Green. I got to take my boy AJ Green here.
So, is it a home game or a road game here?
It is a home game, but
okay.
I'm going to go against it here. That looks like a pretty good one. And then quarterback's tough. It isn't a dome in Minnesota, but their defense is all right.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Cam Newton at San Francisco, that sounds pretty good.
I'm going to go ahead and take Zeke in the off chance that he doesn't get
suspended. That's good for your last pick. That's a very good strategy.
And Todd Gurley, welcome to the team against the Colts. We have a better start.
That's about as good of a start as
and
you
can
get.
And he'll be solo owned on week one in regular DFS, I bet.
I mean, it's a bit of a different defense this year for the Colts, but we'll see.
Oh, man. No, I can't do that. You know what? I'm going to just.
Big Mel?
Oh. Yeah, Big I'm banging on the wall.
I love Marvin Gordon, but just not week one.
I know. Big but they, See, I mean, there weren't a lot of great options.
This is an experience showing itself.
I almost clicked on.
You should have taken Carlos Hyde. All right, so let's see here. Winning the projection game, which doesn't really mean anything right now, is Bobby. All right, let's go over these. Bobby, give me the summary of your team. You got auto-picked Aaron Rodgers against Seattle. Probably not there. I like the rest of your team. Des Bryant's not my favorite week one. That Giants defense is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty good, but it was pretty late to for him to be still be available, and I just felt like he was the best talent.
Now, Mike, what do you got? I mean, Julio Jones... Jordan, I don't care if Jordy Nelson's facing Seattle, but
he's not going to get Sherman, I don't think. So that was the idea there.
I love your team. Just Melvin Gordon. It's tough though. Week one running backs.
I panicked a little bit. Like honestly, I almost drafted Jonathan Stewart, and then I said, no, I can't do that.
It's against San Francisco. Go for it.
But I like how it turned out.
Beer maker Brady, DeMarco Murray, Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown. You have the lowest projection, but I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I'll take it. DeMarco tore up Oakland last year. Gurley gets the Colts. The Brady Gronk stack, and Antonio Brown speaks for himself.
I think you got a good team there. DB, what do you got going on here, DB? I like your team quite a bit.
You're gonna have to sub out
Elliott, I feel like.
Yeah, probably. But in the off chance, then you know what, he's stud. So
yeah, your team looks pretty good. I love my team. Cam Newton. Week one against the Niners, that seems like about the best spot he can have.
If people are looking at this and say it's too easy, well, they have those expert modes as well, which are excellent.
Well, we're doing a five-man. There'll be, there'll be six-man and 10-mans. There'll probably even be 12-mans of these in live because they're going to be going. There's going to be advertising so much. There's going to be so much going on. So if you guys enjoyed this.
Help out the new guy. So the subbing somebody out, can you just swap for anyone who wasn't drafted up until –
Yeah,
if he's ruled out.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like late swap, like I can swap anybody from my team today, but if he's ruled out, then you'll get a push notification on your phone that says, you have Ezekiel Elliott and he's not playing, sub him out. And then
if a guy's doubtful and you draft him and he's out, I don't think you can, but if he's questionable or better, than you can on NFL. I think that sounds right, right?
No, if he's doubtful or out, you can do it. If he's questionable or better,
It's when if you draft him when he was doubtful or out, you can't. But if he was questionable or better when you draft him, you can.
So if it changes.
I think that's it. Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's it. But anyway, guys, if you enjoyed this, you can get Draft from your app store on Android or Apple. Just look up Draft, download it, use promo code Grinders. You get up to $600 deposit bonus. You got to use that within 3 months due to those new regulations. You get 3 months free access to the premium stuff here on RotoGrinders, where Mike enjoys writing articles all week long for us. Correct, Mike?
That's right. I gotta finish one right now, actually.
Yeah, deadlines, man. Deadlines. You gotta get those in. So have fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Anybody, Bobby, how's your baseball sweat still hasn't really started yet, has it?
Yeah, but for the Mets kind of went off, which is hurting me a little bit, so not so great.
All right, so Bobby's day has gone down the toilet since the show started. So we'll have some fun here, guys. Thanks for watching. For Mike, for Bobby, for Beer Makers Fan, for Dan the Boss, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, everybody.